And welcome back and good morning, Arizona homeowners. While you're there sipping that second cup of coffee, listening to Rosie on the House, look around the house. As your eyes scan the room, you've lived there maybe a decade, maybe two decades, three decades. As your eyes scan the room, is your breath taken away by the space? See, people are looking at the radio right now and saying, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Well, it can. And there's nothing like great space and what it can do for your heart and your soul. So I've invited two very, very local, successful architects in to visit with us this morning, James Hand and Nick Sontakis. Nick, I really appreciate you coming in. I really do.
Thank you, Rosie. Appreciate being here.
Talk a little bit about the magazine you started publishing.
ARA, Arizona Residential Architects, is a magazine that comes out once every 6 months.
Is that like a private country club by invitation only?
Yes, it's by invitation only. You have to be invited.
Yes.
It's comprised of builders, interior designers, landscape architects, tradespeople, banks, realtors. And this magazine is distributed to 30,000 homes and lot owners in the valley. Once every 6 months. At the same time, this magazine is supposed to educate the public about the value of good design and what architects can bring to your life. We also provide networking events for our sponsors. We do one networking event every 2 months, and that brings us close to other people in the design community. We exchange ideas. A lot of us work together on projects and so on, and we're able to keep our finger on the pulse of what's going on. Again, from our realtors and bankers and architects and designers and builders, we all have an idea of where we're at and where things are going to be going. We found that by collaborating this way, we're able, as one voice, to be able to get to the public and really give them the educate them on the benefits of good design. And we were noticing that right now, the trends in architecture and design are improving rapidly, and I think people looking at the projects in the valley at this moment are seeing something that they haven't seen before, a lot of innovation. Arizona is a place where we have the perfect climate for architects because we don't worry about snow loads, earthquakes,
hurricanes.
So we're able to really stretch to our buildings to the limits. Right now, I just discovered that in one of my buildings, I could remove certain support features and let this structure be in plain air, where I could not do that in a climate where you have snow and so on. So things like that we're seeing in the valley today are site responsive, they're view oriented, and it's such a beautiful place where the inside and the outside of buildings can be one. There is no barrier between that. So I'm really fortunate to be here at this time and be able to have a group like this going through this period. Boy, in Arizona.
You talk about view oriented. James has been here his whole life. I've been here virtually my whole life. James, I am so glad that in the 50s and the 60s in Clearwater Hills, they put all those plates at 8 foot and standard windows, and they had no view, although they had some of the best view lots in the entire state, because we're in there remodeling all of them. How did we let ourselves get away with that? How could we be? What were we thinking?
Well, I think that was actually driven by what was pretty much standard in the industry at the time. And at the time, that was just kind of the way things were done. I think is one of the big things that's really come about in the last, say, 30 years has been the kind of resurgence or insurgence of custom home design. I think a lot of it started with some of the golf course communities that came on board. And one of the reasons that they were able to sell lots was with the golf course. Well, when you bought a lot on a golf course and you wanted to do a little bit nicer home and very often take advantage of all the views there. So I think that just kind of matriculated down to design in general. And so I think that's where a lot of it's come about to.
You know, one of the things that I love about my industry is I really get to know my clients well. I mean, you're basically living with them for some amount of time. So there's very few secrets after you've finished a significant remodel. We've just met some of the nicest, most successful people. And generally, my business comes to me because they say, Rosie, I understand you did it and they didn't get a divorce. My friends use you and they didn't get a divorce. You know, my friends use you and they said the process of remodeling was less hazardous than what they've heard it could be. What's your first meeting with a client look like? I mean, you look through the ARA 12 magazine and there's one jaw-dropping space after another. Just truly, to me, it's inspiring space. I don't know how I would pick one of those to start with. They're all great. How do the first meetings go? Are they picking you because they've seen something you've done, or they've got a friend that worked with you, and then what do you try and get to the bottom of at that first meeting?
Well, it's actually a very good question right there. How does that come about? I know in our case, most of the time they've seen projects that we've done and they like the character or mm-hmm. the features that we put together. What I try to do when we first get to know a client is try to be very casual, very easygoing, mostly just get to know them and most importantly, listen to what it is that they'd like to accomplish. And there's an awful lot that you can ascertain from a client just by sitting there and looking at them. Listening to their reactions and seeing what they have to say. And you kind of touched on a little bit, architecture is actually a process. It's not a matter of style or saying, here it is, do you like it? But it's a process that you go through, that you work very closely with an owner back and forth. And communication is really the key to that whole thing. The better that you can communicate with an owner, the better off you'll be. I've often thought that one of the most difficult things is trying to understand what it is that an owner doesn't understand. And because as architects, we're pretty well used to visualizing space, seeing things, and understanding how they're going to look or fit into the environment. But most owners really can't or don't. And we've all had experiences where we put together this design and we've had this floor plan all worked out, and an owner's looking at it and they're pointing at the bathroom saying, now, is this the master bedroom? and sometimes it is hard to understand that they just don't completely understand. And I think a lot of the three-dimensional stuff that you do today with computer, there's SketchUp models and so on, that really helps with an owner understand. Traditionally, we've always actually built little models, but anything we can do three-dimensional, I think, is very, very helpful to an owner.
We were talking before the break about, has your job gotten harder or easier with this evolution of technology? Mine has gotten harder because just at the point I think I'm up to date with what is the most current everything, a week later it's obsolete and I can't keep up with it. But when you're talking, I've visited with homeowners where the man will point at something on the plan and say, was this the living room? And the woman will say, no, that's my closet. and it was two-dimensional. But now with CAD drafting, you can actually create a visual that lets them walk through the house on screen. That's got to be a huge aid for you guys.
It is, and it helps people visualize. They don't have to worry about, a couple of years later, what is their house going to look like?
Yeah.
Or come to you during construction, is my house going to look like this? Things that they've ripped out of magazines and so on.
Right.
We draw their project exactly the way it's going to be built. When you look at our renderings, you think the project is already there. So they have everything, they're at ease because they know exactly what to get, what they're going to be getting. And if anything, they just can't wait for it to be completed so they can move in. So technology has really served everybody much better. And even as architects, we design in 3D. And when we give our drawings out to builders as well, all their subs can bid things properly because they see the building from all around. There's no hidden areas that they don't understand. They have to overbid just to have a cushion there. It has helped everybody tremendously, and it's made things a lot more efficient. And then, like I said, for the clients, they know exactly what they're getting, and they can make comments specifically to materials or areas that say, can we change this, and so on, and not have to wait till things are getting built on site or framed and so on.
Oh, I talked about, you know, for a little while going through school, I worked for an architect. My job involved, I had a broom in my hand a lot of the times. I was cleaning the kitchen a lot of the times. I was in Georgia station wagon driving back and forth from Thomas Reaper Graphics a lot. But they had me cutting corrugated paper to build the sites. And we literally built a model, a cardboard model, for every significant project they were doing. And now it's just poof, it's on paper.
I think that's very true, although we still build models ourselves.
Y'all do.
I think it's still understanding it in three dimensions is it's hard to do any other way.
Okay.
You know, the computers.
Well, I can build the sites.
Well, we'll keep you in mind, Rosie, and the next time we need one, you'll be the first one.
I got real good at that. Following those topo lines.
But and it is interesting because, you know, when you do look at the topo lines like that and you put it together in three dimensions, then you really do have a good understanding of what you're working with out there.
I remember many times George had me going to Action Scaffold and loading scaffold plank and frames into the back of his station wagon and then driving out to some lot in Paradise Valley and set this scaffold up so the people could see. Now, this is the finished floor level, and this is the view you're going to have from the kitchen window looking out this way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we still do that in many times, and especially on difficult sites. People just cannot visualize. We have surveyors outline the perimeter of the building, and then we have the scaffolds, as you're saying, to bring it to the floor levels just to make sure that they're comfortable with the siting of the house.
And I don't think people can even possibly imagine what difference a 3-foot elevation change makes on a particular view boxed and framed through a particular window right out this direction.
Yeah. Well,
see, can you feel it? I mean, it's just the right space is just awe-inspiring.
It is. I have a question.
Okay.
Just in talking about things changing so quickly, how do you get people to the point where this is what I'm going to have? You know, you things change so quickly in everything from lighting, entertainment. How do you just get them to say, okay, this is where we're stopping. We're not going to keep changing.
Well, again, it depends on how the architect is communicating with the client. Certain things, technology is not the most important thing. The important thing is the right proportions and, again, capturing the views and creating a piece of architecture that is well-detailed and consistent in throughout. So there are other things that they're not thinking about that we are always thinking of. And for us, whether the new technology comes in and we have to integrate into the design, it's not something that is going to steer us away from what we're actually, from the overall general product. So I never worried about that. Some people, you know, just want a regular switch to turn the lights on and off. Other people want to do everything from 5,000 miles away. That's okay. It's not going to change the architecture. So and as long as the clients know that and whatever demands they have and changes that they will need to make, we're there to control it and make sure that it's well integrated.
Nick Sontakis, thanks a million for coming in and contributing to the Rosie on the House show this morning.
Thanks, Rosie.
We
it's
really
been
love it.
Great being
and
here.
James Hahn. And we're going to come back with these guys and wrap up in just a couple minutes. But I'm trying to communicate to you listeners how great space can be. And more often than not, it's going to take an architect with significant training to create that space where you can walk in for years, and every time you walk in, it's like, I'm glad this is my